Welcome, Luminous Ones. This is Lopan Banchang Ma of Bandakini Healing. Welcome to Life Force Restoration, Ancient Energy, Modern Healing. This podcast bridges the profound wisdom of the ancient Tibetan Bon traditions with modern understandings of resilience, nervous system regulation, and integrative healing. This is not simply about awareness. Is it about active restoration of you or your loved one's life force energy? Whether you are seeking healing, supporting someone you love, or expanding your professional understanding of integrative care, this space offers a grounded, compassionate, and deeply transformative path forward. Ancient energy, modern healing, real restoration. Today we continue with episode 7 of the Sophia series, The Sovereign Self, Internal Compass, and the End of Seeking. And today, as we enter this stage, remember that many people spend their entire lives approaching this stage, but very few fully arrive at it. This is the emergence of the sovereign self. Now I want to begin with something precise. Up until this point, your life has likely been organized around something external, even if subtly. Perhaps approval, maybe understanding, connection, or recognition. I want to become better. I want to be seen as evolved. I want to be understood correctly. But at this stage, this orientation collapses, and something entirely different takes its place, an internal organizing center. A compass that once relied on external magnetic fields now develops its own internal magnetism. Before this stage, your direction was influenced by how others responded, how you were perceived, and what maintained connection. But now, direction is internally generated, not as a concept, as a felt sense of alignment. You are no longer asking, what will they think? You ask, is this true? And that shift is structural. Now let's go deeper. At this stage, seeking begins to dissolve. Now this is important, because seeking is often mistaken for growth. But much of seeking is organized around a lack. As in, I need something, I'm missing something. I will find it out there. This is where we must take a closer look, because much of relational seeking is actually projection. We project wholeness, perhaps completion, meaning, and recognition onto another person. And then we pursue them as if they hold something we do not. This is the foundation of romantic intensity, but it is also the foundation of illusion. The idea that relationships are often built on the belief that one person will complete another. They will bring something we lack. They will resolve something unresolved within us. But at the Sophia stage, this belief collapses, not intellectually, experientially, because something has changed internally. You are no longer organized around absence. You are organized around presence. The stage corresponds with what is often called, the internal sacred marriage, the integration of opposites within the psyche. This also includes animus integration. But I want to speak to this in a way that aligns. In the integration of action and receptivity, clarity and depth, structure and flow, boundaries and openness. Before this stage, these forces may have been externalized. You sought strengths in others, direction in others, validation in others, completion in others. And now those qualities are internalized. You no longer need someone to embody what you have not integrated. You become the source of it. Now this is where something quite profound can happen. Your relationships change, not in a superficial way, structurally. You are no longer entering relationships to fill something missing. You are entering from a place of wholeness. and this changes the criteria completely. Your material expresses this through Johnson's concept. Relationships must now be additive, not addictive, additive, not compensatory. Previously, relationships may have functioned to provide validation, create meaning, regulate emotion, or to help confirm identity. Now, they must add to something already complete. And this eliminates a large percentage of relational dynamics, because many relationships are built on a need of exchange. And when need dissolves, the structure cannot sustain itself. This is where many people feel very disoriented, because the intensity is gone, the urge is gone, seeking is gone, and what replaces it is much quieter, more stable, more grounded, but also less dramatic. And this is where some people mistakenly believe they've lost something. But what has actually been lost is projection driven by intensity. And what remains is reality-based connection. Now let's go deeper into identity. You are no longer organized around roles. This is critical. You are no longer the rescuer, the translator, the stabilizer, the one who understands everyone. Those roles dissolve. And without them, something new emerges. Selfhood. Not as identity language, but as a structure. You become your own reference point. Now, as with everything else, this has consequences. Because you are no longer explaining yourself, proving yourself, or seeking agreement. You trust your perception, even when it is not validated externally. Self-sufficient wisdom. This is one of the clearest markers of the Sophia stage. You do not require recognition, agreement, or approval. To maintain your orientation, you simply have your own self-sufficient wisdom. This stage also includes loss. You lose the ability to idealize. You lose the ability to project potential onto reality. You see people as they are, not worse, but real. And real is limited, specific, and human. And this creates grief. Because idealization carries emotional intensity. Without it, the world feels quieter, less amplified, yet more true. This stage is not only psychological, it is energetic. When the self becomes sovereign, life force stabilizes. Energy is no longer dispersed through seeking, overfunctioning, projection, external validation. The energy is contained, centered, and directed. This is life force seated in its proper place. This is Siddhup in the most stable form. Sovereignty is not isolation, and that is important. It is not disconnection. It is not withdrawal from relationship. It is the ability to enter relationship without losing yourself. This stage will feel very unfamiliar because you are no longer operating from need, urgency, or attachment-based seeking. You are operating from clarity, alignment, and present. And this is much quieter, but it is also unshakable. The sovereign self is not created. Again, it is not created. It is revealed, and that is core. It is what remains when distortion falls away, when projection collapses, when emotional labor ends, when the body refuses self-betrayal, when rescue is no longer compulsive, and what remains is you. Beautiful, luminous you. Not adapted, not performing, not seeking, but whole. And luminous one, this is not the end of your journey. but it is the end of searching for yourself outside of yourself. And from this place, something entirely new becomes possible. And next week, we move on to episode 8, Integration, Love After Projection, Grief, Clarity, and Choosing from a Place of Wholeness. You are no longer searching. You are remembering what was never outside of you. And from this place, everything changes. If you are stepping into this level of selfhood, you deserve to be supported. Please feel free to reach out to me through healing@bondakinihealing.com and through teachings, guided experiences, and conversations grounded in lineage and emerging research. We will help you maintain the support that you need. And please remember, stay anchored in your own knowing.